This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We go to the province of Mpumalanga because, you know, the vandalism of infrastructure once again rearing its ugly head. Unknown people completely damaging a 28 million rand electricity infrastructure that assists with pumping water during blackouts. This all happened in Kanyamazane in Mpumalanga. The infrastructure, we are told, was built to supply electricity to water treatment plants in not only Kanyamazane, but also in an area called Karino. Sibongile Makushe Mazibuko is the mayor of the city of Mbombela and joins us on the line. Mayor, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm okay, sir, and good evening to your viewers at home.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, this is bad. I mean, you know, people who vandalize the infrastructure to a point where now the whole community of Kanyamazane has to suffer. Do you have new information so far as to who might be behind this?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have new information of who might be behind it. We've opened cases already with SAPS. This vandalism has happened 10 times already on the same line, which is very unfortunate. We were supposed to actually commission or start the new line or hand it over December last year, and they've been vandalizing, we've put in security as well. But you know, you can't put security in each and every pole. So when security is moving one side, they vandalize the other side. One then just suspects that we have electric poles that are there that are giving people electricity, and they are also the normal poles, the wooden poles, and they're not being vandalized. But when you have infrastructure, the poles that are exempted from load shedding, that is supposed to assist us with pumping water, then that is vandalized. The question that we have is, wouldn't it be perhaps just people who are making money or benefiting from water tankering? So that is one of the things that we're facing, and unfortunately the community is not coming through to now give us a heads up to say this is what we know, this is what we suspect, because the bandit they're using are my home lights. No one can tell me that your saw at night when they're busy cutting, no one will hear the noise. But it is what it is. It's unfortunate. 28 million down the line, down the train.
Yeah, and such you don't budget for, right? There's no way of saying let's budget 50 million rands for that damage is likely to happen once again. So you have to find it somewhere.
Exactly. That's the thing. Because now we've budgeted for the 28 million line because we wanted to commission it and ensure that our people are never facing a situation where there's no water because we can't pump anymore. Now, once that is done, we don't have an extra amount that we're putting aside just in case people decide to vandalize. So that's the thing like that. So we must try to find other means of ensuring that the electricity supply is not disturbed in that place. But we need to find other mechanisms. We are very discouraged as a municipality when we tried to put these measures in place. I remember last year I said it in the State of the City address that this is a measure. Emergency measures that we're putting in place that our communities do not suffer when there is load shedding. But here we are today, community members analyzing what is supposed to be assisting them.
So what are you going to do, Mayor?
It's very difficult. I'm in a position where one says, well, they don't want the infrastructure, what then? But remember, it's about 250,000 people who are benefiting from that scheme. So if there's load shedding, you have about 250,000 people who are not going to get water. I'm going to take a report to council on the matter. Remember, I must report to council. And then we will take a discussion with council and the way forward on how we want to see this thing happen.
Yeah, because it has happened too many times before. So it means you need to come up with a different approach, which is supposed to be quite drastic, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why we opted for this exempted line, even using your normal poles, is one, we never thought anyone would vandalize it because everyone wants water. Secondly, it was an emergency matter. Remember, load shedding was happening a lot last year, so we did it as an emergency. And number three, it was actually one of our cheapest methods that we could have used, because if we're going to have generators, we needed to have about 6 to 7 generators at about 6 and 7 million around there. And then the generators that they roughly, they cost at about 35 million. Then you still have to put the cost of buying diesel every day. With a municipality which is mostly rural, most of the customers, if you can call them customers or citizens, they are not necessarily paying rates. So the money for us to ensure that there's forever diesel on the space, it's going to be hard for us as a municipality. But I will not necessarily take a decision myself. I still need to take it to council. Council will then advise going forward whether we decide to have metal poles. If we have metal poles, we then need to understand it takes a longer time because those ones are specialized. If we decide to end up going the generator route, it's another story on its own. We must look at our finances if we can be able to be buying diesel on a daily. But that would be then left to council. I can't preempt on that. So.
I find it very difficult to understand how come you are still none the wiser as to who could be behind this when it has happened so many times, Mayor.
Because remember, we can suspect, but the suspecting is also a problem because once you open a case with SAPS, they need to take it through. So if SAPS is not coming through and making arrests, then we as a municipality, remember, can't really do anything about it. Let's say, for instance, I suspect you, but without proof at the end of everything else, you can't necessarily be arrested. That's why we need the community to come to the fore as well and assist SAPS to ensure that the culprits at the end of the day are therefore arrested.
Yeah, no, Matima, straight. It sounds like a very difficult problem, but thank you so much, ma'am, for your time. Hopefully, this matter will be sorted out soon.
Thank you very much. And one would want to request communities at large to assist with ensuring that the culprits find themselves behind bars, because we can't forever as government put money into infrastructure that is then vandalized, and that infrastructure is supposed to be assisting a community that will always be on the street at the end of the day if there's no water. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. There you go. Sibongile Makushe Mazibuko, the mayor of the city of Mombele, says it has happened 10 times before. And the latest incident, some people damaged a 28 million rands electricity infrastructure that assists with the pumping of water during blackouts and affecting Kanyamazane and Karino.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.